Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 14 through 21. Brethren, all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit Himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of Him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. At that time, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as he sat at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." On this day, the 23rd of July, we commemorate Ezekiel the prophet. The prophet Ezekiel, God is strong, was the son of Buzi and a priest by rank. He was taken captive and brought to Babylon during the reign of Jeconias. In the fifth year of this captivity, about 594 or 593 BC, he began to prophesy. Having prophesied for about 28 years, he was murdered, it is said, by the tribe of Gad, because he reproached them for their idolatry. His book of prophecy, divided into 48 chapters, is ranked third among the greater prophets. It is richly filled with mystical imagery and marvelous prophetic visions and allegories, of which the dread chariot of cherubim described in the first chapter is the most famous. In "the gate that was shut, through which the Lord alone entered," he darkly foretold of the Word's incarnation from the Virgin. Through the dry bones that came to life again, he prophesied both of the restoration of captive Israel and the general resurrection of our race. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.